You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM, and this is a news and music show. And today we have a special guest. We have Rachel Hunting, and she's with the Lennoxville Youth Center. So welcome, Rachel.
Hi.
Hi, and we're going to be talking a little bit about the Youth Center, so we'll start off with that. You're having an open house coming up. Very exciting.
Yes, we are tomorrow evening from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. The staff and members of the Youth Center will be there to welcome you into our center and show you what we have to offer.
Okay, that's great. And this is the first open house you've had, I guess, of the season?
It's the first open house that we've had since I've been the coordinator.
Okay.
And we like to have them in the fall to kind of open the season, recruit new members, show parents what we have to offer their youth.
Good, because the fall is like the beginning of the season for places like yours. It's the student season.
It follows pretty much the school year. Okay. So everybody gets up and running in the fall.
That's right. And you offer services to teenagers, well, from 12 to 17 years old.
Yes.
Okay. And it's bilingual, but you were telling me that it is the only youth center that offers English services in Sherbrooke, and there's 8 youth centers, you mentioned?
Yeah, there are 8 youth centers on the territory of the Ville de Sherbrooke, mm-hmm. and Lennoxville is one of the only youth centers in the region, actually, that offers English services.
Okay, so definitely if you're English, you want to go to this youth center, and you also accept people from Sherbrooke, too?
Oh, yeah, we sure do. Any youth between the ages of 12 to 17 are welcome to come in to the center and enjoy our resources.
Okay, that's wonderful. So if somebody lives in Waterville, even, or Quatafoga?
Yeah, we have a few members who are from outside of Lennoxville.
Okay, yeah. Great. Now, you've been the coordinator, you say, for 2 years now, so how have you found that there's been changes? You said a lot of changes in the last 2 years.
We've had a lot of structural changes in the past few years and a lot of staff changes. We've had a stable team of animators, though, for the past year,
okay.
which is really great for the center and for the members because it creates a continuity in the center, which is really nice for the kids.
Okay, great. Now, you have a staff. You're the coordinator. About how many are on the staff?
We're 4 in total.
Okay.
We have 3 animators. Mm-hmm. 2 are Bishop's University students studying in education.
Oh, neat.
And one, mm-hmm. The third is a Champlain student studying special care counseling.
Okay, yeah. So you have some people there that definitely can serve the needs if there's a special need, too, I would imagine.
Yeah, we do, and everyone is bilingual.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a really great group. Christina's from Quebec City,
mm-hmm.
Jody is from New Brunswick, and Cole is from Waterville. So we have a few people from away and a couple from here. So it's
good.
Nice. Yeah.
Great. Now, you said that you have about 200 members, like last time, I guess?
We have 30 members who have signed contracts,
mm-hmm.
and we get about 200 youth throughout the year, depending on which activities we're doing. If we have concerts, if we have bigger activities, then we'll see a higher volume of youth come through the doors.
Okay. Now, assigned member, what does that involve?
Assigned member are youth between 12 and 17 who've decided that they'd like to really take part in the full experience of the Youth Center and really get on board with our mission and our values and being an active member of the community and really getting involved.
Okay. Then they have to sign some documentation?
Yeah. We have a membership contract that's basically just, it states the rules and regulations of the center and our responsibilities in terms of what the center provides to the members and then the members' responsibilities as far as what they've agreed to kind of not do for the center, but what they've agreed to become involved with.
Okay. Good. A great learning experience, that's for sure. And you were saying it's not just a drop-off center. You have a lot of organized activities, and you have a mission, too.
We do, and our mission is basically to provide a structured meeting place for youth 12 to 17 in our community,
mm-hmm.
and to get them involved in the kind of activities and projects that will help them eventually become active, critical, and responsible members of their communities. So in terms of activities, we really encourage the kids to come up with the activities that they'd like to do, and the animators will facilitate the planning and the implementation, but we'd really like the members to kind of build them from the ground up so they get all the experience working with budgets and checklists, etc. It's a really nice learning experience for them.
Okay, so even the budgets and that, so it gets very...
Yeah, it's all very hands-on for the youth.
Okay, great learning experience. Do you find that there's more and more youth signing up every year, getting interested?
We do. We have a few new members coming in, and our membership doubled last year, which was really nice to see. And every year it starts to be easier to recruit. Good. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, double. That's really great. So lots of activities. Now, that's located, the Lennoxville Youth Center. It's located under Cafe Java, right on Queen Street. It's 168B, and you have your own door to get in and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you've done a lot of renovation. You said there's been a lot of renovation done to the center.
It's really inviting as compared to what it was when the youth center first moved in. We've kind of gotten rid of the industrial basement feeling. They put in new floors. We knocked out a wall so that we can enjoy the full basement all the way from under Java back to Black Cat Books.
Mm-hmm.
And the walls are all murals. They're bright colors. The rooms are inviting. There's a media room. There are computers. We have a special room where the teen activity committee meets, so they have like a small board for their planning for their activities, and a kitchen that hopefully will get up and running so we can take some cooking lessons.
Oh, neat.
This year, yeah.
Good. You have different people maybe come in once in a while giving lessons and things?
We're always looking for volunteers who would like to come in and share an expertise with us. We're actually in the midst of looking for anyone who would like to teach guitar lessons.
Okay.
And we're always looking for tutors. Okay. To help out with schoolwork. Mm-hmm. So if anyone out there is really good at math, give us a call.
Yeah, math is always the one,
isn't it?
Okay, so that's great. It's a chance and a place for the youth to come, and if they don't have anybody at home or anybody to help them too, there's somebody there. Mm-hmm. So definitely a great place to be. Now, the center is open which days?
We're open Tuesday evenings to Friday evenings from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the youth.
Okay.
And the office is usually open 8:30 to 3:30 Monday to Friday.
Okay, so there's usually always somebody there?
There's usually somebody there. If I'm not there, it's because I'm out at a meeting somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the youth, you said that the sky is the limit, and they propose the activities, and the coordinator and the other staff, you just try to make sure that it happens well. And great.
Yeah, they planned the trip to Toronto this summer, which went really well. They were there for 3 days. They did all kinds of activities, and it was a really nice experience for them.
Good. And do they have to raise money for different things?
They do. We do lots of fundraising. We had about 7 fundraisers this summer.
Okay.
And the community really was really great. They participated in the fundraising. They supported the kids.
Excellent.
Local businesses were really supportive this year. It was really nice to see the community really stepping up and helping out the kids.
Good.
Yep.
Now, do you find that maybe some of the youth that were involved in the youth center come back and give some of their time after when they...
They do a little bit later.
Right.
Maybe not when they're 18 or 19,
right.
but
mm-hmm.
in their early 20s, we do have former members come back. And my colleagues at the youth centers in Sherbrooke also experienced that too, which is really nice to know that you're still in their thoughts when they're when they've moved on.
That's great. Definitely a positive experience. Okay. So the open house comes up tomorrow, and if the parents, I guess, want to come too and see what it's all about.
We'd love to have parents come in and check us out, ask any questions that you'd like to ask for the team, see what we offer, when we're open, and where your kids are spending their time in the evenings. It's important for us, for the parents, to know that it's a safe place and it's a supervised environment. We have a zero tolerance policy for drugs and alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's very important. I think a lot of the parents, they want to check that out.
And we love them to come in and ask questions and come and look around. They're very welcome to do so.
Good. And if they want to volunteer once in a while too, they can volunteer.
Yeah,
great.
They're always welcome.
Okay.
We have a few parents that helped out with fundraisers this summer, and it was really appreciated.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. That's wonderful. Now, you also said that the use the part of them, a couple of them are on the board, I guess. You have a board of directors?
Yeah, we have two youth representatives on our board of directors who are our legal voting members of our board of directors. And mm-hmm. that's really special, I think, for an organization to recognize not only the voice of the clientele that it's serving, mm-hmm. but the voices of people who are under the age of majority, who are sometimes left out of the decision-making process. So mm-hmm. it's really it's a really great experience too for the kids that that are on the board.
It is a great experience, and makes them a little bit more serious about what they're taking part in too.
It is, and it's nice for them. They really feel like they're being listened to, mm-hmm. and they're able to bring their ideas and their questions and their comments to a group of adults who are very interested in hearing what they have to say.
Good. And you were saying that you get out to and have contact. I guess you have meetings, conferences with other youth centers in the province?
We're part of the Regroupement Maison des Jeunes Québec.
Okay.
And we have a regional chapter in the Eastern Townships. Mm-hmm. And there are 12 youth centers that are involved. And there are six from the city of Sherbrooke, and then six sort of spread out in Estrie. And it's nice because everyone gets together for, they have a colloque every uh-huh. 2 years, uh-huh. and youth and animators and coordinators get together and exchange ideas and do activities and have a really good time. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a nice thing to be part of.
Good.
And we're also part of the Town Youth Participation Strategies organization across Canada.
Okay.
That kind of has the same goal to bring together youth centers and youth-minded organizations and brainstorm about funding and activities and what our organizations do.
Mm-hmm. Great, good. So a lot of fundraising going on, and definitely a great place to support the Langsville Youth Center. And again, there's 8 youth centers in Sherbrooke, and you said this is the only one that gives services to the English.
Yeah, we're the only one that has a English base.
Okay, great. Yeah. So what other types of activities? You go on trips?
The sky's the limit as far as activities are concerned. We really encourage the youth to propose the activities to the animators and not have it be the other way around. Mm-hmm. We don't want to tell the kids what they should be interested in doing. Mm-hmm. And as long as it's something that can fit in with our mission and our values, it's carte blanche. For what they'd like to do. We always go on a summer trip, mm-hmm. but there's always the opportunity for conferences throughout the year, different activities, different trips.
Okay, do you have any particular activities that are more popular than others? Or?
Not really. Mm-hmm. They enjoy having the nuit blanche, as my mm-hmm. colleagues in mm-hmm. Sherbrooke call them. The sleepovers are always a big hit, mm-hmm. Where they get to spend the night at the youth center with the animators. And sports in the summertime mm-hmm. Are always fun, too. Different teams from different youth centers will get together and organize a volleyball tournament or a COSM hockey tournament. Mm-hmm. And those are always well attended and a lot of fun for the kids that get involved.
Good. So it a variety of ages there, from 12 to 17, and everybody gets along well with each other. The older ones help the younger ones, I guess.
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic. Mm-hmm. And the older ones do help out the younger kids, and the younger members kind of take their cues from the older members as far as how to get involved and to what extent they'd like to get involved in things. Mm-hmm. So it's nice when we have older members that can kind of mentor the younger generation.
Great. So tomorrow night, Lennox for Youth Center. So if you're a parent out there and you want to find out what it's all about, you're more than welcome. And the youth come too. And if you're just a youth, you want to get involved too, come and see what it's all about. So you're going to have, I would imagine, refreshments too.
Yes,
so
we are.
Okay,
yeah.
That's always a big draw. And it starts at 6 and goes to 9 p.m. tomorrow night. And you'll be there to answer any questions that anybody
might have.
The whole
team will be there, and some of our board members will be there as well.
Oh, great. Good.
Come in and meet the team and see what we're all about and mm-hmm. what we can offer.
Great. And if you're out there and you want to volunteer some time, and especially if you're into playing the guitar.
it's been requested by a few of our members. So if you know how to play the guitar and you'd like to show some eager kids mm-hmm. How to get started, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, well, very popular playing the guitar. Music is, I imagine, a big thing with that age group, too. Mm-hmm.
And it's neat. At the center, we have a stage that they put in when they did the renovations.
Okay.
And we have quite a few musical instruments. So
nice.
Yeah.
Okay, you have some there then.
Yeah, we do.
Great.
Yeah, we're lucky in that we've had a few donations. So it's been, it's nice. The kids get to kind of mess around on the on the instruments at their leisure.
Good. So you're looking for more donations, maybe of musical instruments or other things?
Sure. We get calls every once in a while from people who have things that they'd like to donate. We're always looking for gently used furniture.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And musical instruments are great. Books, games. If you have old board games that you want to donate, those are always always appreciated.
That's great. Good. So a lot of people are cleaning house for the season there. So if you find something like that and your kids have gone off outgrowing it, make sure you think of the Lennoxville Youth Center. And as I mentioned before, you're open every weekday pretty much from 9 in the morning until 3, unless you're in a meeting. So is there a phone number for
there
the
is.
Youth Center?
It's 819-821-4805.
05. And do you have a website?
Or? We do. www.lennoxvilleyouthcenter.org.
Okay, that's pretty easy to remember. And email?
Email is Len Youth Center, L-E-N, Y-O-U-T-H-C-E-N-T-E-R, at yahoo.ca.
Okay, good. Anything else you wanted to mention before we go, Rachel, other than remind everybody about the open house tomorrow night?
No, and if there are any parents or any youth out there that are curious about us, to just stop by and say hello and maybe grab a pamphlet with our hours and a little more information on it. But to just come in, everyone's welcome.
That's great. So if anybody out there is a little bit intimidated, they can go and find out what it's all about. And I know that it's going to be a positive experience for them and lots of good memories there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Rachel.
Thank you very much for having me.
Bye. Animal.